Morning. I'm really going to miss singing those songs with you guys. In 2008, I came here as a freshman at Piedmont Baptist College, and I found this church about 2 months later. I came with my Aunt Cindy because I just wanted to hang out with my cousin at the time. But I knew that I was going to come to Piedmont and get my degree and go off to ministry somewhere. That was my goal and my plan the whole time. The thing I didn't anticipate was getting stuck in a church that I really, really loved and wouldn't want to leave. And that's what happened. My dad called me a couple months ago and said, "Hey, son, your mom has told me that I haven't formally invited you to become the assistant pastor of our church yet." He said, "I just assumed you knew." I said, "Oh, yeah, I'm just supposed to know that kind of stuff, Dad. Thanks." So I prayed about it. I made sure it was what God really would want me to do. I didn't want to just do it because it was a family thing. And I feel that God has called me up there to Virginia. And we're moving on Monday, which is tomorrow. So this is my last Sunday here, and that's the last time I'll sing "In Christ Alone" with you guys here on earth. I hope we'll be singing that song in heaven, though. Few things I wanted to say. This church has so influenced me and my wife and my kids. That parenting university stuff, we're still working on it, but it should be. We should see it, right? Right? It should be coming out. The circle of blessing. For y'all that know what I'm talking about. But this church has so spiritually impacted me. I can see myself from where I was as a freshman to where I am now. I probably learned more in this church than I did at Piedmont Baptist College. Going through the book of Romans and Hebrews and Corinthians and so many more things. But the things that I really learned were things like transformation, walking with God. It's not just the know of Bible, it's the applying of the truth of God to our lives. And I've gained so much knowledge, but I've learned how to take that knowledge and truth and apply it to my life. Not that I'm perfect or anything, but y'all know that. That's my wife. Not only has the church influenced me so much, but the community of grace is so evident in this church. So many people have supported me through so many different times in my life. Both times I had children, the church was there. Any times we had hard circumstances or things that came up, the church was there. I found myself many times talking to Dwight in his office, or pastor in his office, whether it was here or Panera, each office. But every time I left from having a conversation with them, it was almost a feeling of renewal. Not that they have any power of that, but they know the Bible and they know how to spread grace. This church really has a community of grace. It was 5 years ago is a long time. I remember Pastor used to stand where the Christmas tree was and we were all pointed at him. And when I first got here, we were in Romans 1, I believe. That took 3 years to get through, but how wonderful was that? And on my first Sunday night, I came here and shook Dean Walker's hand. Are you in here, Dean? There you are, back there. And he said, "My name's Dean Walker." I said, "I'm Stephen Lackey." He said, "Are you in a relation to Stephen Lackey?" I said, "Yeah, that's my dad." He said, "I was his roommate freshman year at Piedmont." I was like, "Oh boy, I'm in trouble." But I wanted to end on reading this passage, 2 Corinthians chapter 13. We'll start at verse 11. "Finally, brethren, farewell. Become complete, be of good comfort. Be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen." Thank you so much for all you've done for us. You'll truly be missed. And I keep telling myself we'll come visit because Adrian, my sister, still lives here. So y'all guys keep me to my word when I say that, okay? Thank you.